The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hojjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara al-Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ziyara in general is very important. It's the encounter that we have with awliyaullah, with the people who are close to God. The light that they have through ziyara comes to us. But for us, it's very important that we have occasions of remembering Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, because more than any other Imam, today we need to connect to Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. We believe in all Imams. We love them. We do ziyara of them, certainly. We learn from their teachings. But who is Imam of this time? Who is my leader today? Who is the one that, if I don't know him and die, Sunni Shia have mentioned this hadith, من مات ولم يعرف إمام الزمانه مات ميتة الجهل. So, means Imam is giving me direction, is my leader now. So I have to connect to him, and through him I can better connect to other Imams. Through him I can better connect to the Prophet, to the Quran. But if I, na'uzu billah, forget Imam of my time and then just go back, so it means that I have not come along with time and I have not updated myself. I have not been actively and consciously connected to the one that right now has the duty of guiding me. Many ulama say that, or maybe there's no exception, but many have expressed that if other ma'sumin want to do something today, it should be through Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, because he's now in charge. Two important characteristics and roles of Imam is that he does da'wah ila Allah, not to anything else, not to any person, anything, Allah. All the prophets and messengers called people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, he is the one who has deep ma'rifah. For us, ilm is very, very important. Ma'rifah is very, very important. Even when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge of Allah is one of those things that are very highly and very frequently regarded in the Quran. Knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah says in Surah Talaq, in the end of the surah, Allahu alladhi خلق سبع سماوات من الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. All creation is partly for you to know that God has inclusive power and has embracing knowledge. Knowledge is very important. For us, Imam is the one that must have knowledge, not ordinary knowledge. Knowledge of the book, ilmul kitab. Ayat are related to al-kitab. We have this beautiful ayah in the Quran. Allah says, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. Tell them, it's sufficient for me that Allah is witness between me and you, And the one who has ilmul kitab, we ask all Muslims, please tell us who was there other than the Prophet who had ilmul kitab. And ilmul kitab doesn't mean that he was just a scholar. Ilmul kitab, I tell you something so you understand what does ilmul kitab mean. Quran says in the story of Prophet Sulaiman, when he said, who is going to bring the throne of the queen of Saba? First, قَالَ إِفْرِيتٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا أَعْتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقُومَ مِنْ مَكَانِكَ. One jinn said, I would bring it before you stand up or before this meeting is over. وَقَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ إِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Those who know Arabic know. إِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ means some knowledge of the book. إِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ is all the knowledge. Someone who had some knowledge of the book said, I would bring it قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ, before your eye blinks. So, having some knowledge of the book gives you that power that even jinn didn't have. What about someone who has all knowledge of the book? So we ask everyone, could you please tell us who is the one who had ilmul kitab? There is no candidate except Imam Ali alayhi salam. Also, Quran has another ayah which is about the same concept of witness and says that أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ. Who is this shahid who is minhu and comes after the Prophet? يَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ. Sometimes people say, is Imam Ali mentioned the Quran? Is not mentioned the Quran? These are very clear. Just open it. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, there are some things you buy, you know, they cover it a little bit. You have to a little bit stretch it to find it. He says, Yatluhu shahidun minhu. This minhu, I have mentioned what is mean in the book on Imamah. To be from the Prophet is a very important concept. Ilmul kitab, and the ilmul kitab is very important. In any case, Imam has to have complete knowledge of kitab and ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in order to be able to function as imam. So in that, you know, system of light and guidance, he cannot have little knowledge of the book, because this should match each other so that the system is complete. We have this, this is my last point. We have this beautiful way of having two connections, two links. When it comes to the Quran, Rasulullah said, "Hablun mamdudun min as-sama'i ila al-ard." Quran is the rope which is extended from the heaven to the earth. Mamdud, not dropped. It's not dropped. It's extended. Part of it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of it is available for us. When you want to rescue someone, and with helicopter you go to rescue, you don't send the whole ladder. You take one part and say, rise, climb. So, Quran is hablun mamdudun min as-sama'i ila al-ard. Imam is what? أين السبب المتصل بين الأرض والسماء. Imam is connecting earth to heaven. Quran is connecting heaven to earth. And they should be in compliance with each other. If Imam doesn't have ilmul kitab, he cannot function. Or Imam is tarjumanul Quran. Tarjumanul kitab is the interpretation of the book. So, right at the beginning, we start with such deep concepts. Da'i Allah و ربانی آیت.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.